Crude oil prices have been up sharply on the news of another hurricane, but today prices came down slightly. At the end of trading in New York, oil was at $66.50 a barrel. Rita still poses a significant risk to industry, not only to oil refineries, but to dozens of chemical plants in Texas. Here's NPR's Jack Speer.
The Texas Gulf Coast is home to some of the largest chemical plants in the world. Dow Chemical employs around 4,000 people at its facility in Freeport, south of Houston, 4,000 workers who've mostly picked up and left. Dow spokesman Chris Huntley.
We started the shutdown process at the beginning of the week, and we will have the shutdown complete and the site secure by the end of tonight.
Dow, along with subsidiary Union Carbide, has 7 chemical processing sites on the Texas coast. The American Chemical Council, the industry's main trade group, says there are about 160 plants located in the area where Rita is expected to make landfall. The plants produce everything from chlorine to ethylene to magnesium. Charlie Van Black, the council's vice president, says the larger chemical plants were built to withstand hurricane-force winds.
I think we're as confident as we can possibly be heading into the storm that our facilities are going to hold up well, particularly in terms of protecting the environment. We clearly handle a range of products, some of which are environmentally sensitive. And so in building these facilities and operating the facilities, there's a high degree of attention paid to engineering for all sorts of contingencies, including these kinds of hurricanes.
However, not everyone is convinced the big chemical plants will hold up just fine in a Category 4 or 5 storm.
When you see 175-mile-an-hour winds and huge storm surges, a lot of things could happen.
Eric Olson, an attorney at the National Resources Defense Council, says it's not the biggest facilities that worry him. It's the many smaller companies that provide specialized services.
On the coast of Texas, there is just an enormous complex that is really a spaghetti of pipes and tanks and all sorts of facilities that could release enormous quantities of petroleum and hazardous chemicals.
The chemical industry disagrees with that assessment, saying that pipelines around the major plants are shut off and drained. Danny David Reibel, a professor of environmental engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, agrees the major chemical facilities owned by companies like Dow and BASF will probably be okay, but he too is worried about what's around the plants.
What I am concerned about is the ancillary equipment, storage tanks, et cetera, that proved to be more of a problem in Louisiana and New Orleans from the Katrina.
While there were some oil leaks, there don't appear to have been any major leaks from chemical plants after Katrina. Chemical industry officials are hoping the same is true with Rita. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.